feel like mucking around with creativity constantly is always playing with extremes. Like, you can't play in the centre and make something good. So you're always out on the edge somewhere. Not being an edgelord. I hate the word edgelord. It's actually used by people who don't or can't be creative and say that they call other people that shit. But anyway, playing on the extremes, and often 99% of the stuff that I make is shit, and it always feels so shit, as opposed to, but when you get that 1% that works, you go, fuck yeah, it's fucking working. This is, sometimes I'll even like throw my hands into the air if I come up with a good idea. Like, it's like watching in real time some kind of sport going on in my head and hoping that my team's going to win, but I know it loses 99 out of 100 times. So it's hard to keep that weird momentum going when this whole thing that I'm trying to make a career of, art and writing, it's a losing game. It's constantly a losing game. And so I don't know how to find the momentum. I do. I don't know where I pull it from. Never-ending defeats. And they're extreme. Like, when something goes wrong, it's just not working. I'm trying to wing it and it's not working at all. It's just deflating. It feels like shit. I feel like, I was actually listening to a podcast with Michael Connelly. He writes detective novels, and I love his stuff just because it's a break from literature. It's a break from big ideas. He writes crime stuff in a genre fiction kind of way, and it's easy to read, and he does beautiful characters, and the characters, I love them so much because they just make me feel warm. But he talked about his writing process, and he talked about how it's deflating. He says you're in a constant battle, and you're in a constant fight. And when he loses, he feels kind of extremely deflated. When he wins, he's almost elation. And I've always felt this, and I thought, is this extreme? Am I weird for feeling such defeat, incredible defeat, and think everything else is shit for the rest of the day when I'm coming up with nothing, and I feel crazy excited, throwing my hands into the air when something works for me? I just thought that maybe my reactions were just extreme, but it was so good to hear this mild-mannered dude who's like in his 70s and he's written shitloads of crime novels talk about it like this. He seems so chilled out and normal. So it's hard to deal with that constant defeat and how to sort of get through it, because it does affect the rest of my day. Like I'll be texting friends, and it almost creeps in, that creative defeat. It's hard to kind of separate it. It's weird. I let it affect my day, and it's not the best thing in the world. I feel like I'm gambling everything inside my head on this race that just never wins or rarely wins, and it feels fucked. But I'm doing it only for that 1%, the 1% of the time that I win, that 1% of stuff that I post on social media that makes it to the tip of the iceberg public, or that at least I think is good. It's all worth it to be able to make something that can connect and hopefully make someone else feel, I hate the word, less lonely, or we're all in this together sort of shit, but at least a relief. Like, some of my favorite writing is when I read it and it makes me feel calm. It's like, oh my god, this writing makes me feel calm. Like Mark Tredinnick's poetry, that used to make me feel really calm. It still does, but I just don't read as much poetry anymore. But it's funny. That's the effect that I want to feel. I want to feel calm by reading great writing. Yet to produce it, you feel like an elation when something just works and you know it works. You can feel it. Oh, that extreme downer feel when it's not working. Yet the ultimate outcome I want from this, when it's working and I'm throwing my hands into the air, is for just the audience just to feel calm. I kind of feel like that's actually kind of a trippy thought. I've never thought about it like that before. But it is extreme highs and lows, and I do get caught up in it, and it's almost impossible not to. I thought maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe, yeah, I'm getting caught up in it, but it was so refreshing to hear Michael Connelly talk about it like that. I was like, oh, thank God, I'm not completely insane. But then there's the other problem with constantly getting these defeats is to find the momentum to keep going. And that's kind of like an insanity as well, because I always find that my first idea of the day will be my best idea, or it'll be the very last at the very end of the day. And so I always know, okay, I haven't come up with an idea straight away, then I know I'm going to have to be sort of trudging through a desert and just feeling shit over and over again. And sometimes I get to the end of the day, like today, for instance. I started off writing from about 6 in the morning till 10, and I was and nothing. And then I went off and did some other shit and came back to it and did another 2 or 3 hours tonight, and more nothing. Just a whole fucking lot of nothing. But I do feel like I'm at the pokies, constantly pulling that one-armed bandit slot machine, trying to get some sort of high. They say that it's almost addictive, that when you start it, you can't stop, and it is like gambling. I bet science has proved somehow that creativity and gambling and the crazy shit that goes on in our heads probably are really very similar between gambling and creativity. So I love each time I put out a book, I feel like I've just made myself a raffle ticket that's odds on favorite. It's favorited slightly in my favor, and I'm hoping that maybe it'll work, maybe it doesn't. So the hardest thing for me is if I start at the start of the day, and that was a dumb thing to say, but go with it. If I start at the start of the day and I come up with nothing, and I go to the end of the day and I've still got nothing, that's the hardest kind of defeat to take, when not even a sentence was worth keeping. And I know it's all rubbish. These are the hardest days, where I almost feel like I've totally wasted my life, and I question what the fuck I'm doing. I'm still chasing the dragon of creativity, chasing the high of that one sentence that makes complete sense. And I find it difficult to stop, because I've been going for hours and hours through a whole day, and I've still got nothing, and I get tireder, I get grumpier, and I still want to find something, and I'm going into, and I have to force myself to stop. It happens every time. Like, I never know when to quit if I haven't got anything at all, and I just keep going, and at some point, I kind of swear, and I get angry, and I'll go, fuck this shit, close my laptop, and go eat something. I find in writing, it shows straight away. If something's not working, it'll tell me straight away. But if I'm painting, it won't tell me straight away if something's a bad idea with painting. Sometimes I'll put it aside, and a few days later, I'll know that the painting is actually better than I thought. Because sometimes I get so tired towards the end of the day, I'm just a bad audience. I'm a bad audience to my creativity, and I can't tell any longer if something's good or bad. And it'll be the next day or 2 days later. And sometimes that works with words and writing as well, but not as often as with like painting something. And I know this last week I probably have had a bad week in terms of creativity. The week before it was amazing. Like, just shit was pouring out. And this week's just all dry. And I almost know that I have to force myself to have a really tiny day on creativity. Like, maybe spend 40 minutes writing and then have the rest of the day off. I know as soon as I have a whole day off where I'm not even thinking about it, good shit happens. It always does. But my dumb brain wants to just gamble, keep going on the slot machine of my brain, see what else can come out. But yeah, when that 1% of goodness does come, then I will try and milk it. I'll just see if anything else can come from it. But I don't try to milk it for too long, maybe another 30, 40 minutes, and then I'll just go, just leave it. I've earned the day. I've clocked the day, as far as I'm concerned. I can go and enjoy it. I'd love it if you left a review for this podcast. If you're listening to it on Apple or Spotify, that'd be really amazing and helps me keep doing this sort of shit.